I've been minister for 6 months now, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Greg, and over that time I've been engaging very closely with representatives of the farming community and also with representatives of the fishery community. I've put together a three-year strategy for the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine that sets out how we can support the farming community and the fishing community and do everything we can from a government point of view to support and enhance incomes. And also then how we can make sure that the food industry nationally contributes in the best way possible to employment and to our national exports. And also really importantly as well that we continue our great tradition of producing top-class food to feed not only our own people in a safe, healthy and sustainable way, but also the 90% of the food we do produce going abroad.
And I read that Chagas say that we need to reduce, farmers need to reduce their greenhouse gases by 50% over the next 10 years, I believe it is. A huge challenge. Do things like the Agriculture Action Plan 2021 factor that kind of stuff in?
So yeah, it does address how we can actually improve our environmental and our emissions footprint as well. And obviously, while we have to, and our core purpose is to produce food, health and healthy and safe food, we also have to do that in parallel with doing all we can in relation to improving our environmental footprint and also making us taking a leadership role in relation to the biodiversity challenges out there. And I think farmers are very much up for that. And certainly what my plan outlines is the partnership approach that needs to be taken and that I will be taking in relation to working with all in the farming community to try and ensure that we play our part in that, but also that farmers are rewarded in terms of income for any actions that they are taking. And I think that's really important.
Okay.
And certainly in relation to making a start in that, in the most recent budget, my first budget as Minister for Agriculture, working with my colleague, Minister Michael McGrath, I managed to deliver an 11% increase in the agriculture, food and marine budget, which is a really significant increase, I think, by anybody standards. And that's to underpin many of the schemes that are in place and also to allow me to develop some new schemes. And I'm, for example, bringing forward a pilot scheme, environmental scheme now in the next 2 or 3 weeks as well for farmers who are not currently in environmental schemes. And also, while our agriculture has to be market oriented, and certainly I as minister will do all I can from a policy point of view, and from a national funding point of view and through the Common Agriculture Policy to support farm incomes. A significant part of income also comes from the market, obviously. Now, that's important, that's the case. But from a policy point of view, I also want to do what I can in that space in terms of trying to improve transparency in the food supply chain. So I'm also bringing forward, over the course of this year as well, a proposal to put in place a food ombudsman office to bring more transparency to the food supply chain. So that while we're exporting 90% of our food and dependent on prices abroad, by and large, that there is transparency there in terms of what farmers and primary producers are getting, and to try and make sure that we're doing everything I can to enhance their incomes and to bring transparency to their incomes in that space too.
Now,